Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Do they work on any of those categories I mentioned?
No.
No? All right, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I will vote.
You will vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. With which political party are you registered?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? All right. What is your main racial background?
I'm black.
Black, all right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
I'm about 45.
45, all right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Kind of on the wrong track.
Wrong track, all right, thank you. So, from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Then the list goes, the economy and jobs, taxes and how property housing and property insurance costs, access and the cost of health care, K-12 education, climate and the environment, abortion, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or local growth and development?
It's the economy.
The jobs and the economy, all right. Thank you. All right, so if the election in Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how likely you are to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely, probably, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate? Or are you going to definitely, probably, or lean slightly to vote for the Republican candidate?
Well, most likely a Democrat.
All right, so probably vote for the Democratic candidate?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. All right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. So the first person is Ronrico Smith.
I actually never heard of him.
Never heard of him? All right. No worries. What about Ventress Driscoll?
Never heard of them.
So if the election for president were held today, amongst the following candidates, for who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So would you say you're going to definitely vote for him or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, thank you. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for who would you vote for, Ventress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
I don't know much about them, but most likely the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. So would that be a probably or definitely voting for the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
All right. So all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Number one, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. Or number two, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community.
Well, Probably the second one.
The second one? All right, thank you. So compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Oh, much better.
Much better. All right, thank you. So over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at a record level, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. So if you were forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? Number one, President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C. Or number two, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee.
I don't think any of my opinion fits those two.
I'm sorry?
I don't think the problems are from those two, so I have no opinion on that one.
All right, no worries. So, as you know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. So, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Number one, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community. Or number two, a Republican candidate who will be able to work with a Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results.
Probably vote for the Democrat.
Vote for the Democrat? All right. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? Number one, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. Or number two, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will always support the Democratic candidate.
Most likely number two.
All right, number two. All right, thank you. So thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my views in the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Number two, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or number three, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him.
Number one.
Number one. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. So afterwards, if you could please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. So statement number one, the Democrat Patricia Skill. An African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to just protecting our rights and supporting our public schools and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership to her community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Community of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to seek government to work in a bipartisan way to fix property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Which of those two candidates would you want to vote for?
Maybe the first one.
The first one? All right, thank you. So if you knew about the following statements that I'm going to read you about from Trace Driscoll, if you knew they were true, would each of these statements make you more or less likely to vote for her? So the statements go, Ventrice Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting the Hamas. Does this statement make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Much less likely.
All right. Ventures Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law, and has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Maybe make more likely to vote for that.
somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
All right. Then Truth Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
Oh, much less likely.
Then Truth Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the U.S. after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Much less likely.
Then Truth Driscoll is a bipartisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As a head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I mean, if it was true, much less likely.
All right. Ventures Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
It's true. Much less likely.
All right. And last one. Since Ventures Driscoll has been elected in office, inflation has skyrocketed and property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less than their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Less likely.
All right. So Rio Smith, this time the same dynamic, but this time we're going to be talking about Rio Smith. So Rio Smith believes the best thing that we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools we need to succeed in life.
Maybe likely.
Does this make you much more likely to support him? Somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Somewhat less likely? Much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right.
I don't know how the statements are true, but I guess they're just hypothetical, right?
All right, thank you. With trust in government and at all-time lows, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in their best interest of its citizens.
I mean, it's more likely if that's true.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
All right. Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Much more likely.
Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction shift of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership.
I mean, more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Yeah, much more likely.
All right. And Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement has all the resources and support they need to do their job.
More likely.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So now taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were being held today, for who would you vote for? Then Treese Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
What for the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate, all right. Will that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did he vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. So when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always, usually vote for Democrats, or do you vote equally, or do you usually or always vote for Republicans?
Can you repeat the question again?
For sure. So when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrat, usually vote for Democrat, vote equally, or usually vote for Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually Democrat.
Usually Democrat, all right. If you were to label yourself in your political beliefs, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Say moderate.
Moderate, all right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate degree. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.